Hey guys, it's Matt. Hi.
What's up?
Jason.
Hey.
That's you.
I am not Travis.
You're not Travis?
Nope.
I don't know which one's better though, so.
I do like Travis's sexy Canadian accent.
Eh?
Yeah.
You like it, eh?
Yeah. When he says a boot, man, it's
how about them apples?
Yeah.
No?
I am not Travis, nor am I Canadian either.
Yeah, no, that's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
So guys, we're going to talk to you a little bit about, I guess, lessons learned from GP Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is modern. We can't do this on our podcast because apparently that's verboten.
So if I accidentally title it Higher Standards Episode something, who knows? Whatever.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So we got Bob, we got me, we got this other guy.
Jason. Mr. Roskam to you people.
You hear that? You shall address him appropriately.
Yes.
You're the only one of us that has gray hair, so
that's
fitting.
I mean, granted, to be nice, mine just kind of blends in.
Yeah.
He just kind of bald for the most part.
Though I will say, this was actually the first weekend, or the first time I've ever met Matt in person. You know, we've conversed through podcasts, through chat and whatnot, but this is the first time I actually met him face to face, and he's a pretty handsome dude. Yeah.
Got that shit right. I'm sexy as fuck. So, anyway, guys. Shut up, Matt.
That's Matt Long. We may have Matt Long and Bernard Liberati in the background kind of making comments as we're sharing a room and they have to sit here and listen to us.
One's a local grinder, the other's a gambling addict. We'll let you figure out which one.
Yeah,
which.
They're pretty much interchangeable.
Yeah, they're one and the same. So how about those 10 to 1 odds, man? Did you take it?
Yeah, no comment.
No? Okay. So guys, we're gonna go over today. Lessons learned from the GP.
I got a good one.
Don't audible the night before?
I was gonna say that.
Number one, lesson learned. Spell Skype can take counters from Arcbound Ravager.
Yes, it can. yo, how's modular work, bro?
Spell that.
So Bernard, come here. Come here, buddy.
Fuck you.
Alright. Yep. Well, Bernard's not gonna come over here, so we're gonna explain what happened. His player, he was playing against Affinity. I don't even know what the fuck he was running, but he had a Spell Skype.
Grixis Twin, rather.
So, he's running some kind of Spell Skype deck. Whatever. It's all the same. It's modern, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, his opponent goes with an Arcbound Ravager out, starts sacking a bunch of his artifacts, of course, to get his count build up for his modular, then sacks it to try and put all of his counters on the one last thing out in play, which was Nygmoth Nexus, and he was going to get poisoned out. Cute thing about that is all he did was pay 2 life and then have like a 7-11
Spell Skype.
Yeah.
And that's some bad beats. The best thing about it, he got beat that round.
Wow. You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
Not only was Bernard so salty that he lost to a really bad player, that player's now day 2.
Well, the rest of us are not. While the rest of us are in a hotel room recording this piece of shit.
So how's it feel, Bernard?
Well, the joke's on everybody else, so.
Yeah, joke's on all of us.
Joke's on us. We spent money on a trip for no damn reason. All right. So, me, myself, I have decided not to audible the day before, 3 to 4 hours before the tournament.
So hang on, hold on. Let me interject here. So, all right. So me and Matt are practicing yesterday. We meet up, we get to the venue, we get our registration in, and then we decide, we'll sit down as we're waiting for this next side event to start. And Matt and I play, what, 2 or 3 games of Modern. I play my green-red Tron list, and he's playing his black-white tokens. I beat him, like, 2 or 3 times because I just get in the nut draw, go right into Karn, go right into Ugin. Yeah, so Matt's, like, rage quits the deck, and he's like, oh, I'm audibling! I'm playing Burn! Fuck this!
Fuck this, I want time between rounds. And it was great, because even though I lost...
Yeah, Matt, how much time did you have between round 4 and... Well, yeah, round 4.
Before or after?
After round 4. How much time did you have?
I don't know. Like, all the time I wanted.
Yeah. So, mission accomplished. Achievement unlocked, Matt. You had infinite time between round 4 and the rest of the day.
Infinite time, guys. Yeah. So, if you want time between rounds, don't audible the night before.
Yeah.
Cause then you only play four of the rounds.
And honestly, I almost did too. Like, I played Green Red Tron in the grinders the day before, and I was losing a lot. And I'm like, ah, man, fuck this deck. I'm drawing like shit. I'm gonna audible to, I was either gonna audible to Slivers or the Turbo Time Walk, but the rest of the guys in the hotel room convinced me not to. They said, just stick with what you know, play the deck you've been playing, and I did, and it did alright. I mean, I went 5-3 before I scrubbed out.
Second biggest achievement of my entire weekend, and I have to attribute this to Matt Long and Bernie, is we convinced Jason not to play Oblivion, so we're in his sideboard.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to try something different, do a little bit of Secret Tech, play some Oblivion Sower for the Tron Mirror, but...
There's a difference between Secret Tech and bad cards, though.
Yeah. And again, they convinced me not to. They convinced me to stick with Tron and to not play Oblivion Sower, and I did. And it seemed to work out. I mean, I'll just say, like, I went 5-3 on the day, and two of my three losses were really close. Like, I could... And they were bad matchups for me, and I still could have won those if I had just gotten, like, one good draw or... I don't know, just did my sequencing a little bit better, but it is what it is. I still had a really good time today. All of my opponents were like good people, no assholes, which typically I run into like all the assholes at the GPs.
Isn't that usually because you suck really bad at the beginning?
I think I just attract like the type B people, or no, the type A people. Who is it, the people that are real high strung assholes?
Who's the assholes?
Yeah, like I attract those types of people.
The people that beat you is what you're trying to say.
Essentially so.
The guy who wins the dice roll?
Yeah, but overall though, I had a good day. Like 5-3, it's not the worst.
It's not the best.
It's not, but
it was a 9-0.
No, it
was. There were several 9-0s. Those guys were definitely the best.
Yeah, and I would imagine those guys have quite a bit of track record too. Whereas this was like my third GP ever, so yeah.
And this is my first.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is my first GP. I got my cherry pop here, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, not really. Yeah. Sucked.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt going in?
Fuck this, man, I just got my butt raped inside events too. Like, that shit was brutal as fuck.
Yeah, the bleeding only lasts for about a day or two.
I hope.
Yeah.
See what it's like on my road trip back tomorrow. Yeah.
So I gotta ask, is this like an official episode of Aethercast? Like, how are we doing this?
I don't know. What? Fuck it.
Hey,
you're rambling. I'll add it on the beginning of one or something. No.
It'll make for good sound bites.
Yeah, you're the ringleader here, so.
You hear that, guys? Man in charge over here.
Yeah, it's only because it's his computer and his mic.
And I made them at 11 o'clock, like, hold on, guys. Let me start at this computer with updates.
Yeah.
Now that you're filled with food and alcohol, come.
Yeah.
Yes, now that you have several shots and beers in you.
Well, hold on. Now, Bob and I and Matt did shots of Jaeger. Well, Matt Long, I should say. Matt Hoover did like 1.5 beers, maybe.
I'd do.
Yeah, lightweight.
Yeah, cause, you know, I want to not have a headache tomorrow.
You're not representing for South of the Mason-Dixon.
I don't give a fuck, I can do what I want. So these guys give me shit all day about being Southern, I guess.
Is that your bag over there?
No.
No? There's only hook poking out of there. I don't know if that was yours or...
No, that's not...
I mean,
oh jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go now. I don't feel comfortable staying here anymore.
It's gonna be a beep.
Yeah.
You will hear beeps.
Yeah. Chewy, get on that.
Yeah, Chewy, go ahead and take this episode off. Come on, thanks man. Hey guys, I told you I didn't have a room key earlier.
I fucking knew it! I fucking knew it!
I was sitting there rubbing my titty.
I knew it!
And
I even told these guys, I even told these guys afterwards, I think he's got a fucking room key, but he just lost it.
I figured it was lost in the morass that is your fucking wallet, Jason.
Wow. You know, hey, everybody's got their George Costanza wallet, okay?
What?
George Costanza wallet?
How old are you again?
Jason, that thing's older than I am.
You know,
that's old, pretty fucking old.
Old, decrepit, and falling apart.
Yeah,
man,
like B. Arthur.
Yeah,
just like his marriage.
Oh damn,
man, that's I'm just getting it from all sides today, and not in a good way.
And he liked it, no lube.
Kristen, you're my favorite person that's married to one of my friends. Just putting it on public. I'm just putting that on recording somewhere for later when I say something on our show.
Yeah.
But is he like your only friend that's married?
I don't know how many.
Or like all the other ones fucking whacked out at least? Like.
I don't know how many. Well, no, he's not. Well, a couple of them off themselves after. No, yeah, you know what? He's probably one of the only ones.
What's in that Jason? They just went into this deep depression.
yeah, they just went and took a femoral artery bath, you know. Wait, what? Nothing.
nothing, guys. Nothing. Don't worry about it. And nothing happened.
Alright. What other good lessons did you guys learn at GP Pittsburgh?
I mean, honestly, I really do feel like I played as tight as I possibly could. My three losses, one of my losses
That's
was...
That's not true, you didn't play as tight as you possibly
could. Yeah!
You know.
Says the guy who lost to the bad affinity player. Go sit down.
Yeah. No, I probably could have played a little bit better against Boggles. Like, my last loss was against Boggles. And I came up to a choice on turn two, where I could have either played a Spellskite, or I could have kept my mana open to crack a expedition map to get my third Tron land.
You play Spellskite.
Yeah, well, apparently the consensus is I play Spellskite.
You didn't play Spellskite.
But no, man, I mean, like, I had already taken, like, I don't know, 11 points of damage. I was at, like, 9 points. I was at 9 health. And my opponent had 2 threats on the board. I felt like I needed to get to Tron to hopefully, like, Karn and hope he doesn't have anything else, like, Karn away his ethereal armor, but no, it didn't work out. And that was game 3, though. I crushed him game 2. But, and game 3 was close, man. I just was just, like, a half a turn behind.
Yeah, 11 damage on turn 2, yeah.
Bro, so many of my games, the next turn I was killing the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
So, I just got leveled. Like, I don't even know if it was leveled or the fact that I played a bad deck.
Yeah.
Like, it really could have been deck choice. Yes, I want time between rounds and I don't want to melt my brain. But at the same time, having a couple more lines of play other than take 3 probably would have been a little bit better.
What you should have done, if you're looking for other lines of play other than take 3, is there's this card that says take 10.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. Deathscrew's second right.
Yeah, yo.
Now, no one in their right mind would play this in Modern, let alone register it with a list.
Yo, but what round was that?
But apparently, like, round 5 Bernard or 6? Liberati unlocked an achievement this weekend.
Yo, what is it? Moosh something second right?
It's Hedescu's second right.
Hedescu's second right.
And the card says...
You may have to get down closer to the mic.
Oh, yeah, bend down right over here.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Really? We're doing this?
Oh, we're doing this.
Hedescu's second right. If target player has exactly 10 life, Hedescu's second right deals 10 damage to that player. It is an instant, and it's from the Kamigawa block. Bernard, you achievement unlocked the guy this weekend?
Well, his buddy said he achievement unlocked after he lost to it.
Yeah.
So Bernard nailed somebody with this, and is for those of you, I don't know if it showed up on the mic, apparently his opponent's friend was watching the match, and his opponent was extremely salty, as anybody would when you get nailed for 10 damage out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And lose the game.
I'm at 10 life. I should be clear.
Yo, 4 mana, instant speed, 10 damage. Seems good.
And his friend goes, damn, man, he just achievement unlocked you. Which I'm sure didn't make that loss any better whatsoever.
No, not at all. When your friend's like busting your balls, like right there as you're just like salty as shit about losing to a second rate.
Like, how does that work? You go home?
I would call a judge.
Like, you
call, this like, is not a card. What the fuck?
No. Yeah. So imagine that. You go home to your local, you know, LGS. You sit down there like, how'd you do a Pittsburgh? I did great. I went like 4-3. Oh, dude, what'd you lose to? Well, I lost to Affinity. I lost to Burn. I lost to Grixis Delver. Or no, Grixis Twin. It's a really good matchup for you. Well, yeah, I was at 10, and then, like, this thing happened, and then I lost. and there's gonna be that guy in the LGS, like, what do you mean that thing happened? What this thing happened? What thing? This guy played this card, and then the game ended.
Yeah, he lost with Worship Elf.
and he had Worship out, but no creatures.
And then he's gonna be like that second right spell, and someone will go on their phone and be like,
second right?
What the hell?
And be like, that's a fucking card, my god.
Yo, I can't say anything because I've died to that card at least 2 or 3 times. Right, throughout the years of playing with Bernard, so.
So now I have to convince my partner to go pick up like 1,000 copies of that card.
Yeah.
Cause that shit's about to spike.
No, well we gotta do it in bulk because it'll spike 10 cents, but you know, I mean you can make it off the, if you pick up like 1,000 copies, you know.
It's like a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, you can buy a box.
Box.
Yeah.
If you buy a lot of those, I want to invest.
Yeah. well, somebody...
10 to 1 odds.
Like, somebody just has to do it on camera, that's all. Like, somebody just has to second ride somebody on camera.
You think we can slip one in Meyer's deck tomorrow?
Yeah, that sounds so wrong. You just say slip in their drink.
Foil one for me.
Oh, he did buy the foil one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Was it like 50 cents?
No, it was like $4 or $5.
What?
I think it was like $4 or $5.
He plays EDH, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't know about that. Well, yeah, play it with Sorin, like the original Sorin.
Yeah, put you to 10.
Makes sense.
Put somebody to 10 life. Okay, now second ride you. Oh. I guess I win.
Yeah.
Well, that's one pack for my pack per kill night. Yep.
Now I'll go home and wallow away in my tears.
Yeah. So, as far as the rest of the GP goes, I gotta say, you know, it was nice meeting Matt. Got to meet Angelo today.
I don't have to say any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those guys? They know from somewhere. Yeah, they met them.
Jason introduced me to all these podcasting people today.
Yeah, and
I don't remember any
of them. And Bob doesn't know who any of them are. Oh, I met the guys
This guy does this podcast a lot. I'm like, I wanted to be like, I don't have the heart to tell you, but the only podcast I listen to is ours. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You listen to your own podcast?
Not really.
But I also met the guys from At Your Instep. Those dudes are pretty cool. Mike and, can't remember the other guy's name. At Your Instep? Never heard of it? Jeez, guys, come on.
How many podcasts are there nowadays? No, I've heard of it. I see it posted and, yeah.
Is this like the podcast you were playing on our way up? The one where Bernard was forced to fall asleep and I was choking on my own bile.
Yeah.
Guys, don't be talking shit about people.
Yeah. Remember, this is Aethercast. So.
Yeah, this is Aethercast. Yeah. We don't talk shit. That's Cast from Exile.
Yeah. The opinions here are only that of Aethercast, not of Higher Standards.
none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In Higher Standards, we like everyone equally and hate everyone often.
Yes.
You hear that? Everybody. Every one of you, you're hated.
Yeah, we won't say anything negative about anybody on the air.
Except that guy that we saw at the restaurant today. Fuck that guy.
But sometimes if you tune in on our Twitch stream, you might catch things after the fact. Because some of us forget that the Twitch stream still isn't turned off when the recording's turned off.
Hey man, it's like flipping a switch, you know. As soon as we start that recording, I go to just normal clean Jason, but as soon as that switch is flipped off,
we need to bleep out a lot of the last episode.
All bets are off.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I guess I'm gonna have to watch this stream.
Yeah. Well,
watched one earlier today.
We had Thor on, man.
Yeah, and we put all of our videos up on YouTube too.
Good job being classy as shit.
I know, man.
After I get done recording, I just edit when I feel like it.
I thought about putting some of the videos from the stream on other sites too, but apparently you have to be 18 to log on to those, so.
And
no, that's a different kind of stream.
Oh boy.
Sorry. Golden chairs! Alright guys, Jason.
Yo.
Any matchups or anything you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see. I love the mid-range and the control matchups. Like, I would play against Abzan all day long, honestly. It's such a good matchup. If you're playing fair magic, then you're the person I want to be playing. It's the more either unfair or just the too fast decks that can be the problem for Green Red Tron. It's, you know, like, again, Affinity I lost to, which is a pretty bad matchup overall. Even post-board, I mean, still kind of sketchy. You can win, but you gotta draw well and play well. Same with Boggles. I actually lost to an Abzan only because the dude like LD'd me like 3 times per game. And then he also Stony Silenced me. Stony Silence sucks. Like if you're playing Tron, Stony Silence is just, it's such a backbreaker. Like, I mean, you can still work through it, but you gotta work your ass off and you gotta be under no pressure. And that's the problem with the Abzan deck that beat me that had the Stony Silence. He like turned 3 Tassigurd. After a turn 2 Stony Silence, and I couldn't do much.
Yeah, like, what do you do other than just lose?
Well, I mean, you can eventually kill it with Oblivion Stone, or just start hard casting, like Wormcoil Engines, things like that, but it just takes time.
Like, the time you would have to take to do that, though, is just...
Typically, it's not enough.
Yeah. Kill it with the stone, it's Stony Silence.
Oh, that's true, yeah, you can't even kill it with Oblivion Stone.
Nature's Reclamation. Yeah.
Nature's Claim.
Yeah, Nature's Claim, but I didn't think to bring that in for game 2. Like,
I mean, you don't think about it. Like, legitimately though, like, I'll talk about one of my matches earlier, but if you don't see something, you're not gonna plan for it.
Yeah.
Which one of your matches are we talking about? The first, second, or third one?
Well, we're talking about my matchup against the one matchup that I lost to Abzan today. Like, I played it like 3 times and I lost to it once. Cause yeah, he just got a turn 2 Stony Silence in games 2 and 3 and I just had no chance. But besides that, I mean, the rest of the matchups were pretty good. I played the mirror. Boy, that was a close one.
Who got to Tron first? Did that guy win?
Not necessarily, especially game three.
Ulamog's a house in the mirror.
But see, you know what's even more important in the mirror that I realized is Spellskite. Because if you can get a Spellskite out before they get a Karn, oh yeah, they go to Karn your land now, I'll redirect to Spellskite, then I'll do my own Karn, kill your Karn, and now I'm ahead.
It's like the old Jace battles back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll play three Jace Bellerins and my four Jace the Mind Sculptors.
And I will say this too, Ulamog, the new Ulamog, is so good. In Tron, he is just fantastic.
Like, that's almost an auto-include at this point on out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the old versions were running the old Ulamog, the 11-cast destroy one permanent Ulamog.
So why not just do two permanents?
Yeah, two permanents for 10 instead of one for 11.
And exile, which is huge.
Yeah.
Particularly in Modern.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, Red-Green Tron is really good right now, but it's just got some bad matchups.
You know what? Man, I should just put Blightsteel Colossus in that deck.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't this a discussion we've already had?
Hit you for 11 infect? What?
Yeah, not while Path to Exile is still played everywhere.
So?
I mean, isn't that the same argument for any card?
Yeah, I mean, maybe in the sideboard, but like too many decks are playing Path. That would never fly.
Yeah.
So when I kill someone with 11 infect...
That's overkill, man.
All right, well, I challenge you to kill somebody with a...
Done. It's going in the sideboard for the next...
All right. I'm a fuck you up, Jason.
Yep. I can't wait to win. Turn four. Blightsteel Colossus. Go.
Yeah. No, hey, man. If you can 11. Pull that off, then more power to you.
Yeah, you block with your worm coil. I'll get there in two turns. No problem.
So, my situation I ran across was, I guess we could call it preventive sideboarding. So, you were talking about how you never saw a certain card to worry about sideboarding for.
As far as...
Your Stony Silences or whatever. You didn't see a Stony Silence in one game or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you didn't bring in your Nature's Claim.
Yeah.
Well, I played against a blue-red-right control deck. I had him down to 5, somewhere in thereabouts.
Yeah.
After... Already getting Lightning Helixed. 2 bolts in hand. All is well with the world. He hard casts a Leyline of Sanctity. Now I cannot target him, and I'm tapped out with 2 bolts in hand.
Now, how many creatures do you run in there?
I run a set of Goblin Guides, a set of Vexing Devils, a set of Swift Spears, a set of Eidolons.
Alright, so you...
And 2 the Grim Lavamancers.
So you have enough creatures to where you can get in there if he does Leyline, okay.
So, next turn, he drops Gideon, the original Gideon, the 5 drop, and says, alright, well, if you got all these hasty guys that you're about to drop on me, come at me, bro.
Yeah.
So then he starts, then he activates a colonnade to start getting it in, cause it's inevitable at this point. Like, it's happening. I can't do jack shit about it.
Yeah.
I double bolted a colonnade, cause what else am I gonna do with my burn spells?
Mm-hmm.
And then he just keeps plussing Gideon and gets it in eventually with another colonnade. So you can't dilute your game plan if you're not sure someone else is doing something to stop that game plan.
Sure.
Sideboards will always have something that can help give you a bigger road bump or something, but I don't see the point in sideboarding for a maybe when it's just going to be a blank card.
Okay, so here's a question. So you did not run Wear and Tear in your sideboard.
Correct, because I didn't grab them out of my stuff before I left.
Okay, but had you had access to all of your cards, would you have run Wear and Tear in your sideboard?
I absolutely would have.
Okay. That's, I just wanted to make sure of that because that just seems like a no-brainer if you're playing like a red-white burn in Modern that you have those, like multiple copies of those because that's so good against so many decks.
Yep. And a lot of the problem I had today is variance. I wouldn't necessarily put it on ability of the deck or anything. It's a matter of, yes, you bring in these sideboard cards to hate out certain things, such as Kataki's against Affinity or, you know, Spellskites against burn decks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never drew any of my sideboard cards. Every game, it was usually about 5 cards that I boarded in.
Yeah.
And I never ran across any of them. So, I think it probably just played into variance. Cause my first game, my first round that I won was sweet. My next 3 weren't. But, it's a matter of drawing the sideboard.
Yeah. Though, honestly, the rest of us try to convince him that if you're gonna be going any red X burn, it should be Naya burn or...
Zoo.
Yeah, or Zoo, because Tarkus Command is just too good right now.
Like, yeah?
Were you at least playing Stony, or not Stony Silence, but Skullcrack?
Yeah, I had Skullcracks.
Okay. 4 in the main?
It was 3.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Like, I didn't play against but the one deck that gained life, and by the time they'd start Helixing or anything, I was either tapped out or... I just got boned, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Audibling last second is probably not the best of ideas, even if you're comfortable with the deck you're audibling to. If you've been testing a deck and getting the ins and outs of a deck, just play the deck you've been testing and know the ins and outs of.
Yeah, Modern's a whole different beast, too. Like, I feel like sideboarding and, like, knowing how your matchups play out is pretty important.
Absolutely.
Modern really, a lot of Magic boils down to this, but in particular, Modern boils down to identifying what is important in your matchup.
Yeah.
You know, and then being able to board for that. And the problem is, there's so many good cards. There's so many good cards that you jam into a lot of Modern decks. Unlike Standard, where there's definitely some chaff, you know what I mean, in what you're playing. Stuff you put in there to get to 60 that is okay, but not optimal.
Yeah.
With Modern, everything is very optimal. And so,
Modern
becomes
tight.
A lot harder because it's not so much what do I want to bring in. That's very easy. It's, okay, well, what do I take out?
Yeah.
You know, like, what... You know, like, okay, you know, for Tron, for instance, really only have maybe 8 slots, really, max.
That's max, because,
and,
like...
And when you go to 8 slots, like, when you pull 8 things out, you're pulling a lot of threats out. You become less threat dense.
Yeah, because I had several instances today where I could have brought in 6-7 cards for my sideboard, but I only wanted to take out 2 or 3 cards. Yeah. So you gotta make those choices, and because you don't want to dilute your original strategy by just throwing in a crap ton of sideboard cards.
So I don't know if you guys think this is right. Against Affinity, and I was on the draw, I sideboarded out a couple of Eidolons because by the time they already get their board presence and I can play a guy on turn 2, they're already almost out of cards in hand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to need to be taking more damage from my spells.
No, that makes perfect sense, actually. You know, siding out the Eidolons because, again, like you said, like, unless, God, even if you're on the play. Because
well, you're taking too much damage.
How many Eidolons do you play?
I run 4.
I can see siding out 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I think you'd want one in there, only because on the off chance you get one in your opening hand and they get a slow, you know, start, like they drop 3 out of their 7. Like, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but most of the time you should expect that Affinity is going to empty a majority of their hand on their turn 1.
And I caught him, it was our game 3. I caught him emptying his hand. He had 2 cards left, and I had Anger of the Gods in the deck, in the board, a 2-of. My opening hand was 3 lands, Anger, and some Goblin Guides. Mm-hmm. I figured that's a safe keep. Let him dump out, let him overcommit. Sweet. Turn 3, I Wrath, all is well with the world. Next turn, I play Goblin Guides, he Whip Flares the next turn.
Ugh.
Well, that's...
He's... He played my game.
Yeah.
Say, you want to sweep it? I'll sweep you back, bitch.
Yeah.
So that was pretty brutal.
Yeah, Whip Flare's a good card.
But it's one of those things, if you don't see it, why are you going to... Like, if I would have known a sweeper was coming in Affinity...
Yeah.
I mean, not all Affinity plays Whip Flare. At all.
No, I've seen it as a fringe 1 or 2 in sideboard sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah, so I think the point of me overcommitting, I ended up 2 Goblin Guides and the Swift Spear or something like that. I think that was right to just go ahead and hurry up and try and close the game out.
Yeah, because that's your game plan in the first place.
Yeah.
You just want to get it in, man.
Getting it in.
Yep. Yeah.
it's where it is in life, guys. So, Bob, any lessons you learned, man?
Yeah, Hidesker's Second Right's a real card.
Bernard's sleeping again.
Bernard is past the...
No, it exists. It actually was printed.
it really was.
I found someone who played it in a deck.
Yeah. And then I checked the gatherer to make sure they weren't fucking with me.
Yeah, this is real?
If I make a card, it's going to be super situational.
Not that situational. You just have to be a 10 life. That's exactly 10 life.
Exact situation that this card works great.
Yeah,
but when it works...
Well, it works, man.
Lessons. Don't audible to bloom last minute and then go 2-0 and drop. That's usually not good.
Yeah.
2-0 drop or 0-2 drop?
Or 0-2 drop. Yeah. That's usually not good.
Yeah. We had a friend of ours. He was big on Affinity he's been playing Affinity for months. And then he audibled to Amulet Bloom at the last minute and it did not go well.
So is he an avid Affinity player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is he an avid Bloom player?
He is, but not competitively. So, yeah.
So he hasn't really had
well,
the
he's,
reps.
He's got a lot of reps with the deck.
Yeah, he's got a lot of reps with Bloom. Bloom's tough, though. You can get very clunky very quickly.
So one thing that kind of threw me off guard, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, there was a lot of Affinity in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot. So we expected the little red, or the little Naya Zoo decks, like the One Drop Zoo or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And then the burn decks, cause if Naya's good, the little Zoo decks are good, why not just try and race them? Cause you can definitely race them with just, a straight burn strategy.
Yeah. Well, you gotta think too, like, Affinity has gotten a lot of love over the last two Modern Master sets. You know, they've reprinted Opal, Ravager,
Affinity.
Blink Moth.
Affinity is to modern what a Tarkaret is to standard right now, which is it's a wonderful deck until it gets hated out,
and then it
gets hosed. But the time to play it is when you start seeing the hate in the sideboard start to go away, and not go away completely, because it normally never does, but when you start looking at sideboard numbers over large events and you see, like, okay, you know, everybody was playing four Ancient Grudges, now people are down to one or two in the board. Everybody was playing a Shatterstorm, now those are gone.
Yeah.
That's when it's time to dust Affinity off, bring it back out.
So just what like got me deck. Is a lot of the people that had buys came in, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of Jund at the top tables.
Oh, you think?
Those guys were really smart.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't know how well Affinity did at the top tables after the guys with the buys came in.
Yo, man, Tron just, like, wrecks Jund all day long. I would play against that matchup.
But I think, knowing what I know now, I would have come in with Jund.
Yeah.
Because there's so much Affinity, there's so much aggro, Jund just handles that. Like, it turns it into a fair deck.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, well, Tarmogoyf tends to hit back a lot harder than Affinity can hit in early turns.
Well, yeah, it's just that it has all the tools to handle anything. It doesn't care of limited types or anything. You think, Maelstrom Pulse. I'm gonna just blow something up.
Yeah.
Terminate. You got a creature, it's dead.
Well, you gotta think about this too. As far as like deck choices and, oh, I would play Jund. Oh, Affinity this. A lot of the guys I played against today and a lot of guys I talked to, the reason they were playing the deck they were playing, it's because that's the deck they had, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely true, yeah.
So. Modern is definitely a format that rewards experience with a deck.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, unlike Standard where you pick it up, you dust it off, and you play for a week or two, and you can do fairly well. Modern, because the breadth of cards that are available to be played and to play against are so, so wide. It really rewards you for playing the same deck for a long time because you start to learn how to play against other matchups.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like Standard where there's eight decks. Yeah. You really have to worry about. There's like
20 decks.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of decks.
I mean, over at Gamers Vault, we did a lot of testing. I think our spreadsheet had like 12 or 15 decks on it that we thought were the big decks for the archetype or the archetype. And that wasn't even the full 15.
But, yeah.
You know, there were fringe stuff that we, you know, that we still tested against because it was like, well, we know this is going to be there. I mean, you know, there's a shot at seeing it.
Yeah, and you know, most people just cannot afford to play, like, multiple tier one decks. Like, I have multiple modern decks, but only one of them is a real money deck. The other are, like, kind of tier two-ish decks, like Slivers.
Well, I mean,
Turbo Time Warp, those types of decks.
Yeah, tier 2, 3, 5, whatever you want to label them as. They're viable decks, and they can do well, but they can get hosed really easy.
Yeah.
Is why they're tier 2.
Of course.
The tier 1 decks, they're a lot more difficult to just get beat out.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's the kind of thing you gotta take into consideration. We're not all pros. We don't all just, like, get whatever decks we want to play for whatever event we want based on a metagame.
I do.
Well, okay, not all of us. Yeah, we don't all have sugar mamas who take us on vacations and let us buy magic cards and...
Yeah. I need my permission slip sign, honey.
Yeah.
Jason, I told you, you just have to get the boy interested in vintage, then you can justify buying power.
Yeah, right?
He needs it, sweetheart, for quality father-son time.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We need a Black Lotus for quality.
We need two Black Lotus. Yeah. So was that Black Lotus?
Well, because he has to practice against somebody in vintage, so
yeah.
It should be me, so we need the two Black Lotus.
You just better hope Kristen doesn't get really smart, so she can be like, can't you just proxy it up for practice?
Hey, you know, none of that.
No.
Yeah. Don't you say that word.
What's proxy? That's not allowed in tournaments.
Yep, nope, can't do
don't
that.
Don't you say that word in this household.
Yeah, we have to play with real cards all the time.
Except those times we don't, and we just ride on the back of land. But don't worry about that.
Yeah. So, a couple of guys in our room are sleeping now, so...
We're gonna record them snoring. Suckers.
I think they have the right idea.
Yeah, though we may need to cut this one a little bit short.
No, this ain't even short, man. This is like full episode right here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sweet, guys.
So this is going on the Aethercast.
I'll add it on the Aethercast or something. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Alright, guys. Contact info. Jason.
Oh, you can always follow me on Twitter at Roskam76. You can also check us out on the Higher Standards Facebook group. Just search Higher Standards on Facebook. Not the Facebook page, but the Facebook private group. And then one of us will approve you. And always go listen to Higher Standards on MTGcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bob!
I don't have Twitter because I'm not about that.
Yeah.
I've been strangely uncomfortable with the idea that people can know what I'm doing at any second of the day.
It's only whatever you tell them.
Hashtag, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It means I'm taking a shit. Hashtag, like, fuck yeah.
Thank you for helping me out with that.
You're welcome. You seem like you needed it.
Yeah, no, I totally. You can always find me on MTGO, MacNaughton9, MacNaughton, the number 9.
Be in the show notes.
Yep. If you're a friend of Aethercast or you're a friend of Higher Standards, just shoot me a message. I'm always happy to jam games, everything from Standard all the way up to Legacy and Commander, by the way.
Vintage?
Working on my Vintage deck. It's not there yet.
Oh, man.
It's pricey. I mean, less pricey than Paper Magic, but it still ain't cheap. You can always find us on the Higher Standards podcast, obviously. And if you're in the area of South Jersey, head down to Gamers Vault. That's the store my partner and I run. We run a bunch of opens there.
Their own opens, not like SEG opens.
Yeah. They're called the Black Lotus Opens because that's the usual prize. But in any case, well, the guy that won the last one took it, so now we have to go find another one. Damn it!
I can make one for you.
Yeah,
thanks.
I got order one from China for about $1.
Yeah, you can't draw on the back of a card. They actually expect real cards.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
Damn.
But anyway, yeah. If you're in the South Jersey area, stop by, come say hi. We always like having people in the shop.
Yeah. Good job. Right.
Yeah, you should go there. I've been there once.
You're lying.
Yeah, I am absolutely lying. Fuck that part of the country.
Wow.
All right, that's how I feel about it. All right, now you get a hold of Aethercast Facebook page, the Aethercast podcast at gmail.com. You get a hold of me on Twitter. It's, oops, it rolled.
That's not a real Twitter name.
That is absolutely my Twitter handle, sir.
Why?
Calm down.
What?
Why just read it. Just read it and get back to me.
Why does that feel strangely fitting?
Yeah.
It works sometimes. So, yeah, do that. Later, guys.